She's only published a couple of months ago.
This former head boy cycled 755 miles and raised over £1,100 on the UK-wide cycle ride for diabetes UK. He did so with over 1,000 other individuals and almost 200 seniors. In total, they cycled 280,769 miles and raised over £280,000 for the charity.
Thank you very much.
If I had the cycling proficiency badge, that as well, to Mark Reeves.
£5
Don't let him get away with them.
Right, I'm going to be really posh now, and I'm going to quote from St. Francis of Assisi. He was here in the 1700s. Anyway. He who works with his hands is a labourer. He who works with his hands and his head is a craftsman. He who works with his hands and his head and his heart is an artist. I award the Woodwork Prize to Rob Elliott. There was a reunion in these grounds that was made possible through this boy's wonderful creation on the internet. This repository of documents, photographs and recollections was a catalyst that reignited my own personal reconnection with the school. I'm sure it's the same for many others here. With the help of Colin Cummings and Lisa and many, many contributors, we have an extremely valuable electronic archive. Considering the internet wasn't in existence when this boy was at VCS, it makes his achievements even more remarkable. Thus, I am delighted to present the computing prize to Frank Valentine.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. and Frank.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Hold on a second. Thank you.
And this is the last one, I promise. It isn't very often that a piece of writing causes me to stop and catch my breath.
I've seen that. That's written by an old boy, Dennis Simpson.
My own good fortune. To realise that my experiences were the polar opposite to others. Sadly, the writer cannot be with us today because he is in hospital having an operation. But thankfully, his brother is here. I award the English Language Prize to John Valentine for his hard-hitting essay, A Boy-Centered History. Frank, would you collect
it? Hello. Goodness gracious. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry to interrupt, Danny. This is not the last prize.
Oh.
No. I come up with a new prize that did not exist during the VC days. There have been some consultation on what the name of this prize should be, and we came up with community development. There is one boy for whom the last reunion tracked down as many old boys as he could. He set up the Bamber Castle School Facebook group that has continued to grow and grow. Through his hard work and dedication, he has reconnected so many of you. It is thanks to him that so many of you are here today. Sally, I would like to present you with the Community Development Prize, which is upside down. This prize, which Danny and Frank have received, is a book of poetry that was written by an old boy called Dennis Sampson, who was here in the 30s. I had the pleasure of being in contact with Dennis, who was absolutely blown away that he was on Frank's website. This book had a limited run of 500 copies. So Dennis did give some to the school as prizes, so there may be a band of boys somewhere who has a copy that was given to them by Dennis, and all the copies are signed.